Detective Chief Superintendent Chris Green, Head of Crime in Merseyside. Yeah, well, I was a detective sergeant at the time working in Merseyside, and I think like everybody, there was complete and utter shock and abhorrence at what had taken place, and it really did. It was it left everyone reeling, and of course, 10 years on, our thoughts and prayers are still with Reese's family, his mum, his dad, his brother. You know, no family should have to go through the loss of a young, innocent child in those sort of circumstances. So certainly it's a real poignant time for us to reflect and send those wishes to his family.
It's something obviously I worked on at the time as well, and sometimes it's quite hard to believe it's actually been 10 years since it happened.
Yeah, time has raced ahead, 10 years. And of course, it should have been a watershed moment in terms of gun crime in Merseyside. And certainly, whilst there's been massive strides forward, certainly in the Croxteth community in that particular area of the city. I mean, I went to school in that area, so I know the massive steps forward and strides that have taken place, both with the legacy that Reese has left behind in terms of the community work that's ongoing. But what is apparent is that there are still a minority of young people in our city who still have not taken that route away from serious and organised crime and still pick up a gun and use a firearm on our streets. It's really important to reflect that whilst over that preceding 10 years, there's been reductions in the number of discharges on the streets of Merseyside and occasional rises and peaks, it's actually not about the numbers for me. It's about the fact that one discharge on our streets is one discharge too many, because it only takes one incident, as happened 10 years ago, to lead to the terrible consequences. So, you know, there's a clear message that I'll send out today to those who are still involved in gun crime on our streets, that we will not tolerate it. The police, the community, our partners, and we will continue to be, as we have been over the last 10 or 12 years, relentless against those who are involved, whether that's the individuals who are storing guns, whether it's the people who are moving them, whether it's the individuals who actually pull the trigger. We will do everything in our power to come after you, gather the evidence and put you before the courts.
You talk about the watershed moment aspects, and I remember at the time it was very much a thing of this must never, ever happen again. Thankfully, you know, we haven't had a case like Reese again, but as you say, the message doesn't seem to be getting through, does it?
I think the message gets through in certain areas and certain parts, but it's not got through to everybody. In the recent past, we have seen an increase in discharges across our streets and injury discharges. Certainly the last 10 or 12 cases, we have had victims of gun crime lying in hospital, sometimes with life-changing injuries, and refusing to talk to the police and refusing to assist us, to tell us who's involved, to tell us what's gone on, and to give us any information to help us catch those responsible. And even worse for me as a parent, we've seen parents going into hospital and seeing their children or young adult children in hospital with those life-changing injuries, and the parents haven't assisted and are telling their children not to assist. Now, I find that abhorrent. I cannot understand that. It is a small minority of people, and you know, I think as a community, we have to come together. And I would appeal to that wider area of the good in the community to continue to provide us with the information and the intelligence so that we can take action against that small minority who are causing this harm. We use the Crime Stoppers number 0800 555 111. People can call anonymously. And as they have done over a long period of time in Merseyside, when that information comes into us, we give an undertaking that we will act on every piece of information. And we've had some real huge successes over the years, both in recovering specific firearms and taking those lethal weapons off the streets, but also in actually gathering evidence against those wider groups who are involved in the serious and organised crime which fuels the use of firearms on our streets. And we've had numerous cases through the courts in Merseyside and beyond where those individuals are now serving lengthy custodial sentences. So the undertaking from us is clear. We'll work with the community, we work with our partners. Please provide that information to us. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a neighbour, whether you know something, please tell us. 0800 555 111 is Crime Stoppers anonymously, or speak to the police, come in and speak to us or speak to a local officer. We will act upon that information, because I'm sure we all want to take those guns off the streets, and we never, never, never want to have another incident like we saw 10 years ago.
When you talk about, say, and that is quite shocking for me to hear, you know, parents saying, don't speak to the police no matter what's happened to you. I mean, how do you try and break down those barriers? Because it's clearly so deeply ingrained in people, albeit a minority of people, but it's so deeply ingrained within them, potentially by their parents and their parents before them. Don't speak to the police, don't grass it, in essence. How do you just try and break that down? Is it almost an impossible task?
No, I don't think it's an impossible task. We never say never, and we constantly keep trying. So we can offer a whole range of protective mechanisms to help people, because some people will be scared, some people will be frightened. And we have lots of measures in place to actually protect people, whether they're family members, relatives, whoever they may be. There are clearly some people who actually are intent on doing bad things, and they will perhaps never change their view. And that's where we work, and we will relentlessly go after those individuals. We'll gather the evidence, we'll put them before the courts, and if the courts convict them, they'll go to prison for a long time. That's the stark reality of the consequences of those people who don't engage with us and don't desist from this type of terrible behaviour. And we've seen on the streets random discharges during the daytime in broad daylight. There's innocent members of our community, us, in terms of our business, or whether we're at school, or whether we're going about our normal business in the community. So whilst the majority of the injury discharges that we've seen on our streets have been targeted attacks, some of these individuals do shoot houses, and they've got no concern for the rest of the community, and we've got to stop them. So we'll never, never, never stop.
Just to look at some stats, I think I'm right in saying this year we've had around 60 shootings. Three of them have been fatal. Looking at those stats and trying to look back since Reese was shot, do you think that there's been a significant breakthrough in the police's fight on gun crime on Merseyside?
Yeah, I think there has. If you look at that intervening period of 10 years, we have seen through that time dramatic reductions in the number of shootings on our streets. Yes, we've had peaks and troughs, and yes, some years we've had more shootings than others, but there has been a general reduction and decline over that time. And we've made huge strides. You only have to look at some of the communities. You know, we specifically talk about the Croxteth community. In terms of the reduction in crime generally in that area has been massive. The quality of life for the community and for the law-abiding people who live there has risen dramatically as a result of those gangs and groups either being removed from the community through police and partnership action and the criminal justice system, or whether it's been the community itself actually just not tolerating that sort of behaviour. And actually the real community cohesion in those areas means that it's a hostile environment for those who want to engage in serious and organised crime. So we have seen and we have made huge strides. That's not to say that the problem is solved, because clearly it hasn't. There are still generally young men on the streets of our city who are only too happy to use a gun to try and injure someone or to put fear or intimidation in people. And it's that small group that we continue to target and work really hard with our partners to actually eradicate.
When we talk about the guns there, and I don't know whether this is a question that you can fully answer, but do you have kind of a ballpark figure of how many weapons you think might be on the streets of Merseyside? Is it a case of very few being shared around, or are there potentially, you know, dozens out there?
I think it's very difficult to say, well, we know there's this number of weapons on our streets, because if we knew that information, actually we'd be working super hard to actually recover those weapons and take them off the streets. So I think we've got evidence of weapons that are being used on multiple occasions, and only very recently we recovered on our streets a weapon that had been used multiple times over a number of years, which was a significant recovery, again, coming from that community intelligence that's so important to us, because this isn't something that we can solve on our own as the police. This is something that we have to work with the community, our partners, everybody, to actually try and solve this issue. But there are various weapons that can come in from overseas, the weapons that can be stolen that might be legally held but then stolen and used illegally. But again, our main focus has got to be to recover those weapons. So again, the clear message is, if you've got any information at all about anyone you think is involved in that sort of serious and organised crime, please come forward and tell us.
When we were speaking to Reese's father, he said he firmly believes, unfortunately, that this will happen again at some point, maybe a few years down the line, maybe next week, to another family on Merseyside. I guess, obviously, we all hope that won't happen, but while these guns are out there and people are willing to use them, that there is the chance that another Reese could happen.
I mean, it's a hard thing to admit as a, you know, dedicated police officer, you know, over 25 years working to eradicate this problem on our streets, and as a parent, of course, no one wants to think or contemplate another incident like that. But the stark reality is, if we've got young men who are picking up guns on our streets and firing them, then yes, absolutely, it could happen again, and the consequences are horrific, you know, as we've seen, and that's why collectively we will be relentless against those small minority of our community who are engaged in this activity. We will never stop. We'll never stop trying to reduce the chance of anything like this happening again.
Do you think it's just that kind of bravado, that kind of it won't happen to me mentality, I'll get away with it, that these young men have, that they're willing to take such risks?
I think some of them have got a total disregard for the rest of us in the community, and they simply don't think, or they don't want to think. But my message to them is, the consequences of being involved in this type of activity is that when you are caught and put before the courts and convicted, you will go to prison for a very long time, and it's not a nice place. Those individuals who are storing weapons today, are moving them, are thinking about discharging them, what I'd say is, look over your shoulder, because actually, the police, our partners, the National Crime Agency, the community, actually, we are working together, and we will come and we'll find you.
I think you'll definitely remember at the time the kind of media portrayal of how the police were kind of greeted in areas like Croxted. You may well have seen, you know, the Ross Kemp documentary on gangs. And what's the reality of how the community, you know, engage with the police in Croxted, Norris Green?
I think it's a really good, positive situation. Yes, there are pockets of individuals who don't want to engage with the police and our partners, but the vast majority of the community in that area are good, hard-working people of our city, like other areas across our city. And the relationship, you know, there's constant examples of that flourishing relationship. And you only have to go out into that community and you can actually see and feel it for yourself. And that's what we've got to work really, really hard to maintain and continue and to flourish and to grow into other areas of the city where we are finding pockets of this type of criminal behaviour. But I think, in answer to your question, there is a small minority who won't engage with the police and want to engage in their serious and organised crime. But the vast majority of the community actually are law-abiding, hard-working people who want to live, work, bring their children up and flourish in our city.
Do you think the public have got great confidence in the police to kind of win this, I must say, the war on guns, but that kind of aspect of it? Do you think that the public have got complete faith and belief in the police to make it get better?
Well, I would like to think that through the examples that we read about, we hear about, we see constantly in terms of the successes that collectively we have in this city against serious and organised crime, you know, the number of high-profile cases that end up going through our courts where people are convicted of real serious offences involving drugs, guns, whatever it might be, give the community that confidence in the work that collectively we are doing. So I would like to think so, yes.
And finally then, just an assessment. If we look then since 2007, when Rees passed away, you think now you're in a much stronger position with tackling gun crime on Merseyside than you were then?
I think we're never complacent. I think we are in a better position. There's always more that we can do. And so whilst we've made huge strides, the problem isn't solved. The problem won't be solved by the police on its own. And that's why that key message really is to the community. If you have any information about gun crime, about firearms, about those involved in serious and organised crime, please come forward and tell us. And I'll reiterate that number. 0800 555 111 is Crime Stoppers. You can anonymously contact them and provide that information. And I give an undertaking that we will act on all of that information that comes into us.
What kind of legacy, finally, then, do you think Rees's death has left on Merseyside?
What I would say 10 years on is, collectively, the legacy of Rees, that's for us all to collectively come together and stand up and say no to firearms on our streets in Merseyside. The greatest accolade that we could show to Rees's legacy is to collectively stand up and come together and force firearms away from our city and off our streets by all of the parents and the grandparents and the families and relatives and friends of those who are thinking of or involved in firearms offences. Actually, collectively standing up and saying, no, enough is enough.